You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coon Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. You've got like a new hairstyle.
Well, basically, what I cut my own hair. I had my hair up in. I put my hair up in like your man's on a weekend, me. You know, when I'm on my own. It was weekends, obviously. I don't see anyone really on a weekend. Not really. Only a few people. So I put my hair up like that. And I thought, I need an haircut. So I thought, because my hair's up, I thought I'll just cut round where the hair is. And it created a bowl-like scenario. And that's why the hair looks different.
Thanks for that explanation, but yeah,
you've got to layer it. You've got to go up in layers. When I just shave it completely off, just in a circle.
Yeah.
Well, you live and learn.
All right. Cheers, mate. Thanks for that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good explanation. What's been happening? Obviously, you're busy training your squad, and you've got a few fighters now.
I can only train a handful, obviously, with the lockdown rules. I'm going to train the professionals. But yeah, I've been training a few of them. Manager's license. I'm still waiting for it to come. I run Robert Smith the other day. I got so impatient. I have between 25 and 30 people say, "Look, I want you to manage me." And I said, "Are you sure?" And they were like, "Yeah." I said, "All right, sound." I said, "All right." I said, "So anyway, when all these people kept messaging me and ringing me, I thought, all right, I need to." Ring the board, because obviously with lockdown, like, they can't have a meeting. You've got to have a board meeting to get your license. So anyway, I ring the office up and this woman's talking to me. I said, "Look," I said, "is Rob Smith there?" And she's like, "Yeah." I said, "Put him on the phone, please." So anyway, Rob gets on the phone. He said, "Oh, look, we're busy. Obviously, everything's going off. So he's like, we'll get you in as soon as possible." But yeah, I'm managing a few fighters already, but I need this license to be their actual manager. At the minute, it's like, and get it sorted before March, you know what I mean? But I'll ring Rob Smith tomorrow as well, Monday against tomorrow, new week, so new news for me, hopefully. But yeah, I'm enjoying it anyway.
Are you just going to pester him until you get, well, hear what you want to hear?
Well, it worked with Eddie and our fighting, didn't it? So you never know. But no, it's just like, with the managing and that, it's like, I look at it and I think, some managers take anywhere from 10 to 25%, and I think, that's crazy. You know, I'm going to do it for free. So, and I want to do that. I'm not going to manage everyone. I'm going to manage my mates. I'll see my mates. I think, what do you mean he's taking that off you? I said, what are you doing? You know, but all the ones that, if they're not with anyone, come work with me, son. I'll look after you, and I will, because I've been in boxing. I won't say I've been ripped off, but I've had a few scenarios where I thought, don't like that, you know. And I always said, when I finish, yeah, I'm going to make boxing a better place. And I will, only for a handful of people, obviously, but I will. So, there we go. I want to be a trainer, a manager, and obviously, when things get back to normal, I'll have a normal job as well. So I don't have to take money for doing that, because that's my enjoyment.
What if Danny Morrell was to fight Lomachenko and was getting paid like $3 million?
Well, I said to him, anything over a certain amount, I'll take 5%. 5% is still less than any manager boxing. So anything over a certain amount, and that certain amount, a lot of them will never make that in a career, because I box, I know what they make, they'll never make anything more than that. And I said to her, the ones that are training money, like, they're my friends. I said, I'm not taking money off you. I've done my boxing. I made my money. You're boxing. You're doing all the hard work. You know, if you make a certain amount, I'll have done a bit of work as well. I'll take 5% of it. Until then, just do your thing. This is them. It's all about them. Like Danny Morell, that's what I sent him. A big part of the reason why I sent him to Dom, as well as Dom being, I think, one of the best trainers in the world, was like, look, you're not Dave Holland's mate anymore. Go and be Danny Morell. Do you know what I mean? Still speak every day, but it's like, Danny, go, you're your own man now. I want him to be Danny Morell, not Dave Allen's mate for the next 10 years.
Is Danny Morell against Lomachenko in the works?
Well, at the minute, we're trying to get him out. I messaged Eddie about 4 times, not heard back from him. I've got a new phone, so I lost his number. I can't even ring him anymore. But no, we're just trying to get him to box, just trying to get him a fight anywhere, really. His weight's come down a lot. He's training really hard. It's hard. I'm co-managing him with MTK, and it's difficult times. Not many shows, so I'm just gonna keep pestering everybody, you know. So yeah, that's all we can do.
Are you missing not being involved, kind of in a fighting capacity?
What, with him?
No, yourself now.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, a little bit, obviously, yeah. You know, I miss fighting, I miss sparring. I miss the camaraderie and the crack of when you've got a fight. You know, like, if I was fighting Alan Babic, I know for 8 weeks before, it'd be non-stop, like, what's he saying now? What am I saying? Like, no, there's no... I was never a nasty fella anyway. I was never nasty to anyone, but I enjoyed that. And I do miss that. I miss the feeling of having a fight coming up, having a bit of a dig at somebody in a nice, jokey way. But really, there's a bit of devil in there. But, so yeah, of course I miss it, but I made a choice to retire, And that was that. I think it was a good choice, and I've never been happier since I stopped boxing. You know, I've never been happier than I've been the last 2 or 3 months. So I'm really happy with my decision, and I stand by it until someone comes along with a load of money, and I have to go, you know, well, I've got out of retirement. But that is the truth of it. Like, a massive amount of money and a big fight, of course I'll come out of retirement. Of course I will. I'm 28 years old, but apart from that, I'm really happy. I'm really happy not boxing. So
yeah, but I don't think. So obviously, even though you haven't been kind of under a contract with Eddie Hearn, but
yeah.
I think obviously the majority of your career you have boxed on obviously the Metrim cards, but I think Eddie Hearn's not going to come to you with something, is he? He knows, like, the situation where you announced your retirement, kind of where your head was.
Yeah.
So he's not going to come to you and say, oh, Dave, I've got this for you. So if that stays kind of dormant, then which is the right thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah. If someone contacts me with a big fight for big money, I was offered an exhibition in Africa for £40,000, right? Yeah, I'll talk about it now because it came to nothing in the end anyway. But it was like, you can fight this journey in Africa for £40,000, and I went, yeah, Kosovo, yeah, said sound, and then obviously went to nothing in the end, but. Do you know, stuff like that, absolutely. I get my head caved in for £400,000, but for £40,000, I'll fight someone that can't hit me back, absolutely.
What was it? Was he a professional fighter?
Yeah, he was 15-5 knockout defeats. I watched him, he was pretty poor, and I thought, for that money, yeah, I'll do it, you know. I won't fight anyone good for that money, but I'll fight someone who can't fight for that money. What? Basically, we'll pay £40,000 to have an 8-hour flight. that was the...
Yeah, but what was the point from their side for you to do that with just whoever this was?
They was telling me I'm a massive name and all this, and it'd be great for the show and great publicity and get a lot of interest back home. So I've had people from all over the world say, would you fight in this country or this country? Would you come over and fight here and there? And I'm like, phew. Do you know what I mean? One of them, like, the first thing I ask is not how much money I say, would I be boxing? Do you know what I mean? Like, against who? Don't care about the money. It's like, who would I be boxing? So I box every week if I could fight a 4-rounder against someone who can't fight. Absolutely. But, you know, I'm many miles left on the clock, and that's where I stopped.
Mm. Well, like I said, I think for you, you made the right choice at that time, and for the foreseeable future, you should just be content with what you have. And
yeah, I've never been happier. Never been happier. And the training and the managing, really enjoying all that. When all this COVID stuff, you know, whether the vaccine comes in or whenever allowed all that back out to play again nicely together, hopefully, you know, I can get a job somewhere and remaining in boxing and I can have a great next 30, 40 years, however long I live. So that's the plan.
Have you had any contact with Chris Lovejoy?
Yeah, well, I texted him last week. He kept putting Instagram stories on saying that he retired me. So I said, Chris, something to the effect of Chris, you actually, I said to him, listen, you had your chance. And I said to you, don't be talking shit about me. I said, because if you ever get a big fight in England again, you'll never come back over. I said, you come back over and I'll come and find you and I'll punch you. And he sent me about eight replies saying, Dave, I'm really sorry. They're all winding me up. He's like a child. He's such a child. Oh, God. But that's the thing, like, I was offered the Chris Lovejoy fight. I was offered X amount of money. He pulls out all that hoopla and then I get offered a fight for 10 times less money on the same 24 hours later. And it's all a load of bollocks.
What do you think would have happened had you had that fight with Lovejoy on that card? What do you think your situation would be now? You can't really say, can you?
Well, I think I'd knocked him out in a round because he's a very poor fighter, which he is. I'd have knocked him out in the first round. Well, I look at it now and I think, you know what, maybe it served me right for trying to box him anyway because he's a fraud. And, you know, me trying to box him really was I wouldn't say that's a cowardice. It was me trying to be smart and trying to get his ranking an easy win. There's nothing wrong with that, but maybe it backfired on me. But I would probably, I'd have beat him for definite. And then, I don't know really, where do you go from there? I'd have got a big fight with somebody. If I'd have trained hard, I might have had a little chance. If I wouldn't have done, I'd have got a fucking absolutely manjo. But well, there we go. So, I mean, obviously, I wish it would have happened. I'd have got a lot of money, a lot of money again, but it didn't happen. And here we are. So, life is what it is. I can't, you know what? When I was younger, I used to moan about everything. But now I look and I think, I've been dealt a fucking fantastic card. So, I'm not going to sit here and moan about Chris Lovejoy. But he's not even a bad fella. He's harmless. He's what he is.
What about if you got offered a ridiculous amount of money to fight Jake Paul?
Absolutely, yeah. Told you. I'll fight anyone that can't fight. I told you that. No, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, any of them lot. I know, I admire them for what they're doing. They're very smart people. They're making a lot of money, you know, doing what they're doing. But if you want me to fight any of them YouTubers, fight a footballer, a rugby player, I'm up for all of them. Any of them. So I'll beat him. But, you know, when we're looking somewhere around the top 100 in the world upwards, we need that Dubois money, you know what I mean? Not coming back for anything less.
Did you catch any of the highlights from the UFC or did you watch the UFC last night with McGregor and his loss?
I can't stay up anymore, too late, but I watched the highlights and that. And it's people have gone about McGregor, but the fella he fought, I can't pronounce his name, but the fella he fought, like
Dustin
Poirier. He's one of the best fighters in the world, and McGregor's had a lot of time out. He's not really been active with the old cage fighting stuff, and he's a busy man, and lots of changes in his life the last few years, and it's very difficult for him. And he's had no ring. He's had a minute in the last year, and however many minutes in the last 18 months, 2 years, and it's difficult. You can't come back in against a number one man like that, and one of the number one men, and expect to beat him. So I know nothing about UFC, but I do know. In the fighting world, you cannot have lots of time out and expect to come back and be as good as you were before you had that time out. So I think he'll come back. I think he might have a win or two and probably beat him in the third one.
Yeah, I think that's the reasons why McGregor outlined his defeat last night was, well, partly due to his inactivity.
Yeah, I would say the same. If you asked me 24 hours ago, I probably said McGregor will win. So, you know, it's easy saying it now, but there we go. Like I said, I know nothing about the UFC. I just, McGregor fan as most are. So, yeah, it was what it was. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but there we go.
Do you know what? Despite him losing, and I'm not, listen, I ain't a massive UFC fan. I'll tune in to win guys like McGregor fight, etc. But regardless of whether he lost yesterday, if he's to fight, like, next time against whoever, people would still tune in to watch him. He's got established that name that's so huge in combat sport as well as UFC. But
for me, he's made the trilogy with Dustin. I'm going to call him Dustin. With the trilogy with Dustin is big, is massive. The Logan Paul fight becomes a little bit more interesting because people are like, well, he got knocked out, he's on the slide. Well, whatever he's called. What did I call him? What did I call
Logan it? Paul. Logan Paul was the one that was meant to be fighting Mayweather.
Well, that's obviously no interest. But anyway, but the only fight that I think it's hurt, the Pacquiao-McGregor fight now is completely dead, if it wasn't already. You know, you can't get knocked out by punches in a UFC fight and then fight one of the best fighters of all time. It just will not sell. So I don't think he's not hurt his brand because he's a mega superstar. Whatever happens, the same way when Anthony Joshua lost to Ruiz, I don't think it hurt him too much. You know, the same way lots of other amazing, great fighters have lost. It doesn't hurt the brand and they're as big as they are. So he'll go on. You know, and I'm a big McGregor fan. I just like him. He's got something about him, hasn't he? Obviously, that's why he's what he is.
Well, so you wouldn't have no interest in Pacquiao McGregor?
Well, I had fucking zero to start with. It's gone from fucking zero to minus numbers. So yeah, but I mean, if it was on, I'd watch it the next day on YouTube. But I'm not staying up or paying for it.
Boxing hopefully should resume next month.
Yeah,
the Metrium have announced a string of shows leading up to April the 10th, and there's some MTK shows that happen in Dubai. Frank Warren's announced Carl Frampton's fight with Herring, so boxing is slowly going to creep back into our lives very shortly.
Yeah, it's coming back. I think the Matchroom shows that were announced, I thought they looked good. You know, my personal highlights was I really like Bill and Smith and Juma. I think that's a great fight.
Yeah,
I like the fight Reece Mould, who was boxed from my amateur club, same amateur club as me. He's fighting Lee Wood. I think that's a great fight. Obviously, they're the only two fights I can think of right now. But Coley Glavacki is a great fight.
Kelly Avanesian, White Povetkin.
Kelly Avanesian is a great fight. White Povetkin. I'm really looking forward to the fella I'm managing, Danny Whitaker. I think he's going to fight the kid making his debut on March 20th, Solomon
Dacres.
I think he's going to be fighting him. So, you know, as his manager, I'll probably be in the bubble. So that's exciting stuff for us all. That'll be exciting. Obviously, you, Hammerstein, Barker will have a great time. So, and obviously, Danny's boxing as well. That'll be great. But also, we'll be in the bubble together. It'll be amazing. But so, yeah. Some good fights. The MTK stuff, I've seen a few fights got announced. Obviously, I'm a big Frampton fan. I hope he beats Herring. But yeah, you know. I don't really concentrate on the big shows in a minute because I've got my lot. I just watch Journeyman over four rounds losing just to see who my lot can beat. So that's about it. You know, I'm just on the job constant. So yeah, it's good.
So what's your plans for the week then, Dave? What have you got planned in lockdown this week?
Well, I've come back to one of my properties. I love saying that. Come back to one of my properties, and this property is the gym currently. Basically, I made the living room the gym. So when it's not the gym, I lay a mattress down, I lay on that, I sleep on that. And then when the ones that are allowed to train come through, I take the mattress out, put it in the hallway, and the living room transfers into the gym. So I'll be training them twice a day, every day. I build the phone every day to everyone. There's nothing, I don't really say anything. I'm just like, what are you saying? What's new? What's going on? Ring Rob Smith tomorrow. Probably going to see me nan at the front door for a bit. Same with granddad. That's about it, mate. You know, it don't get any more exciting at the minute, but that's life. And I'm just, we're just trying to work away. We're just trying to do as much as possible. With what we've got at the minute. So it's good. What are you doing?
Nothing.
No.
A few interviews on Zoom and waiting for my child to arrive. Aside from that.
How long we got? About 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's about it. And then obviously just waiting for boxing to commence next month. So
February 13th. Is it at Wembley Arena again? Is it the same setup or?
Don't know yet. Don't know where they're going with it. Whether it's Wembley or they're going to go somewhere else. They haven't announced that.
Do you think they made a decision though, or not? Or do you not know?
I don't think so. Not yet. I think they're still going to be contemplating. I think we might hear something this week.
I thought the Wembley Arena was a great setup. I thought.
So did I.
It was nice, wasn't it? I enjoyed that a lot.
I hope so. I hope it goes back to Wembley because, yeah, like you said, it was.
It's easier, isn't it? Everyone knows where it is. Everyone knows everything, don't they?
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, Dave, have you got anything else you'd like to add or say before we leave?
Just want to say a big thank you to everyone for everything, you know. Since I retire now, like, obviously, you know, my old sponsors, Senior Resin Flooring, you know, Core, you know, all of them, you know. And also, they're still helping out with what I'm doing now with the other lads, you know. Which is not cheap, you know, training these. It's hard work, but... So they're still helping now, you know. Senior Resin Flooring, the best resin flooring in Yorkshire, if not the world. You know, Lynx Cabins as well, you know. So... You've got to get them in there. You've got to mention them all, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And Ramsden's in Whitby as well. You sell watches. Anyone else that wants to get involved, let me know. Because you could have a great shout out like this on IFL.
Got to mention the sponsors.
You've got to, because if without them, you know, half of the lads wouldn't be able to box. And, you know, Danny Morrell, Jesus Christ, I wish I had sponsors for him when they were boxing, because that were really expensive. He needs to win a world title just to pay me back, you know. So it's good. So thanks to them, yeah.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you very much for your time as always. And then, yeah, we'll catch up in however long just to see what you're doing in the living room with your mattresses, etc.
Thank you very much. It's all going off.
Okay. This is Coon Cassis with Dave Allen for IFL TV. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast. Sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global. Sports Social Podcast Network.